I'm excited and, of course, a little bit nervous, and I know that it's a very important moment.
With some of his own words and a few from advisors with the Democratic National Convention, Mayor Julian Castro will tell how far his family has come in his American story.
It's a made-in-America story that is so common throughout the generations, no matter where folks have come from.
Part of that story is a grandmother who dropped out of elementary school and his mother who was the first in the family to go to college. Castro says they both became strong advocates for education that eventually gave him inspiration to champion education too. The keynote speech he'll deliver is by far the biggest political moment of his life so far, but he says he doubts it'll lead to a calling for his own rise to become a presidential candidate. He said of a preview for the speech there will be a positive tone, with contrast emphasized between the parties. He says it's really not about Republicans or Democrats, but instead about the policies, from healthcare redistricting maps and voter ID to women's rights, immigration, and equality issues. Castro says Democrats have made it a point to be inclusive of all people, but he didn't dance around his belief that Republicans have acted unfairly toward minorities.
The reason the Democratic Party is much more popular with the Hispanic community is because the policies the Democratic Party has pursued are substantively much better than the policies the Republican Party has pursued.
He'll take the stage at the Time Warner Arena after an introduction from his twin brother, State Representative and Congressional Candidate Joaquin Castro. And not far from his mind at the podium.
I'll be thinking about my grandmother and also about my daughter, who's the next generation.
In Charlotte at the Democratic National Convention, Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.